The following presentation is brought to you from the supporters of the Church of the Sovereign God.
Let's begin today by turning to the book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 38. I'm going to jump right into this, Isaiah 38. We're going to read verses 18 and 19. Isaiah 38, verse 18. For the grave cannot praise you, death cannot celebrate you. They that go down into the pit cannot hope for your truth. The living, he shall praise you as I do this day. The father to the children shall make known your truth. The point here is very clear. The point is the dead cannot praise or celebrate God. It is only the living who can praise and celebrate God. And as we understand, the Passover for this year is coming very soon, and so we need to use this message here, the words that what we're going to hear in this teaching today, to use to look at ourselves, examine ourselves. Is this describing us? Is this something that we do? Brethren, because here's the point. It is either yes or no. We're either doing it part of the time or none of the time or all of the time. And we're going to conclude from here, it's very clear in Scripture that we're to be doing this, that this is something that we are to be doing. So with this in mind, if you would, please go with me to the book of Psalm 88. And here we're going to read some of King David's thoughts on this particular topic. I'd like to give you the title to this message at this time. I have entitled it, The Living Will Praise God. Now that's the title, The Living Will Praise God. It's not might, could, should, it's will. The living will praise God. So, Psalm 88, let's begin in verse 1. Psalm 88 and verse 1. O Lord God of my salvation, I have cried day and night before you. Let my prayer come before you, incline your ear unto my cry. For my soul is full of troubles, and my life draws near unto the grave, or it is going toward death. Now, before we get too far into this topic, I want you to, well, put a marker here in Psalm 88 because we're going to be going back there. But I want us to go now to Hebrews 9 and verse 27. This will be a memory verse to many of you, and that's good. That's not a problem. Hebrews 9, 27. So let's go there. Hebrews 9, 27. And as it is appointed, that word also could be destined. As it is appointed or destined unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. So I think that we can understand, reading just this one verse here in God's Word, it has been appointed or it is destined that we, as mankind, we will not live forever in this flesh and blood and bone human body. And that is a good thing. The point that I'm trying to make here is a time is coming when we will no longer be able to praise and celebrate God. And I think that is a point that we can all agree upon. A time is coming when we can't do that. Now, with this in mind, let's go back again to David, back again to Psalm 88. And here we're going to begin reading in verse 9. Psalm 88 and verse 9. My eye mourns by reason of affliction. Several of the more modern translations use the word by reason of disease. Now, I've tried to look it at in the Hebrew, and either word could be okay. And so I don't know whether David is telling us that he has some disease that he's dying from or his afflictions. In other words, we all have afflictions, could come from outside sources and may not be necessarily health. But more of the modern ones will use the word disease. And so I don't know if that's what it is. But anyway, but he says, Lord, I have called daily upon you. I have stretched out my hands unto you. Will you show wonders to the dead? Shall the dead arise and praise you? Selah, think about this. Shall your loving kindness be declared in the grave, or your faithfulness in the destruction? Shall your wonders be known in the dark, and your righteousness in the land of forgetfulness? In these verses, let's ask a question. The question is, what is David saying to God? Through these verses, through 9 through 12, what is David saying to God? What is he telling God, or what is he asking God, however you would want to, you know, to put that? So what I want to do, basically through the remainder of this teaching, is I want us to look at a few points looking at it verse by verse, 9 through 12. So let's go back and let's start with verse 9. Psalm 88, verse 9. Mine eye mourns by reason of affliction. Lord, I have called daily upon you. I have stretched out my hands unto you. He is saying something along the lines of, I call upon you daily. In other words, heavy paraphrasing it, because this is not what he's saying, but this is certainly the sense of it. He is saying, if I am dead, if I'm in the grave, I cannot call upon you daily. Now, I've told you to put a marker here in Psalm 88, but go with me now to Psalm 100. Psalm 100, verse 1. Psalm 100, verse 1. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his praising with his presence with singing. I read this and I find it to be pretty straightforward, pretty clear that we are to come in the presence of God with a glad heart. To come in his presence with singing, to be in his presence being joyful. And we notice this verse 2 that we just read, does not say daily, does it? However, let me ask you, what day do you not want to come before the presence of God? Would you choose not to? Oh, you know, I'm not going to praise God and come in his presence. I don't want his presence on Tuesday. Would you come to that conclusion? No, even though the word isn't there, even though that statement isn't made, it's pretty obvious that it's a biblical principle. The living will praise God, and it's going to be done daily. It's going to be done daily. Then David, back in Psalm 88 in verse 9, David is telling God that he wanted, that he desired to come before God daily. Psalm 100, verse 1 and 2, tells us how he wanted to come into God's presence. Let's go back to Psalm 88, the next verse, verse 10. Psalm 88, verse 10. Will you show wonders to the dead? Shall the dead arise and praise you? Selah. From this verse, we see two different points. The first point is the dead cannot show the wonders of God. Go with me to Psalm 9 and verse 11. Psalm 9 and verse 11. Sing praises to the Lord, which dwells in Zion. Declare among the people his doings. And now go with me to Psalm 96, verse 2. Psalm 96 and verse 2. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name, show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen. And then there's an understood, declare his wonders among all people. Because the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. In Psalm 88, verse 10, just like we saw, there are also two points here. Or the second point. We see that there are two points. This is the second point. And the second point is, the dead cannot arise and praise God. Go with me to Psalm 99. I guess you already got the pattern. You see my pattern. I'm making points and then backing it up with other scriptures, primarily out of the book of Psalm. But go with me now to Psalm 99, verse 2. 99 and verse 2. The Lord is great in Zion. Now, I'm not even going to go into Zion, but obviously we should know that it is symbolic of the church among his people. And he is high above all the people. Let them, the people in Zion, let them praise your great and terrible or wonderful name, for it is holy. Another reason why we should be doing it. Go again to Psalm 100, verse 3. Psalm 100, verse 3. We read verse 1 and 2 earlier. Now read verse 3. Know you that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates. That could be putting it in a modern term. It could be come into church with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. Brethren, I think this is pretty clear that we're getting the message here that this is something that we as the people of God are to be doing. And I'm going to just make the statement. We need to be doing more of this. Maybe some would even say, we need to be doing this. Implying that we really aren't. But if we're not, we need to start. And if we've started, we need to do even more so. I think that's pretty obvious. Okay, Psalm 108, Psalm 108, beginning in verse 1. And I'm going to read verse 1 through 3. And I'm going to read this in the New International Version. Psalm 108, verse 1. My heart, O God, is steadfast. The King James Version uses the word fixed. The word steadfast, I think, is much more, we can see it a little bit clearer, I think. I will sing and make music with all my soul. Awake, harp and lyre. I will awaken the dawn. He's saying, I'm going to be up early. I don't see from this, you know, sleeping in all day. There may be a time for that, but, you know, on a regular basis, we would be up early and praising God. I will praise you, Lord, among the nations. I will sing of you among the peoples. Psalm 111 and verse 1. 111 verse 1. Praise you, the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart. In the assembly of the upright, in the congregation. Psalm 112, verse 1. Praise you, the Lord. Blessed is the man that fears the Lord, that delights greatly in his commandments. Psalm 113 and verse 1. Praise you, the Lord. Praise, O you servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Psalm 9. I fooled you, didn't I? Psalm 9 in verse 1. Psalm 9, verse 1. I will praise you, O Lord, with my whole heart, meaning with my whole being, with everything that I am, from my inner core outward. I will show forth all your marvelous works. Verse 11. Sing praises to the Lord, which dwells in Zion. Declare among the people his doing. Verse 14. That I may show forth all your praise in the gates of the daughters of Zion, I will rejoice in your salvation. And I think, brethren, that you get the point, and we could obviously go on and on with this point. And the point is, the living, not the dead, is to be praising God. Now, a question that I think that we need to ask ourselves as a body of believers, on an individual basis, and it's a congregation. Is this us? Is this us? Then making it very personal. Is this talking about me? Because remember, we're using this to examine ourselves for the Passover. Do I do this? Do you do this? Okay, let's go back to Psalm 88, back where your marker is. Let's go to the next verse, verse 11. Psalm 88, verse 11. Shall your loving kindness be declared in the grave, or your faithfulness in destruction? As in verse 10, there are two points being made here also. The first point is, number one is, God's loving kindness cannot be declared from the grave or by the dead. The second point is God's faithfulness cannot be declared from the grave or by those who are dead. Psalm 25, beginning in verse 1. Psalm 25, verse 1. Unto you, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in you. Let me not be ashamed. Let not mine enemies triumph over me. Yea, let none that wait on you be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me. For you art the God of my salvation. On you do I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, your tender mercies and your loving kindness, for they have been ever of old. Psalm 36 and verse 7. Psalm 36 and verse 7. How excellent is your loving kindness, O God. Therefore the children of men put their trust under the shadow of your wings. Psalm 40 and verse 10. Psalm 40 and verse 10. I have not hid your righteousness within my heart. I have declared your faithfulness and your salvation. I have not concealed your loving kindness and your truth from the great congregation. Let's go again to Psalm 88 and verse 12. Now, I know that we can stop and we can talk and we can comment on every one of the things, but I know that you get the point of what is being stated here. And I look at this and just simply state, it is pounding this within us. Out of these verses that we're looking at, 9, 10, 11, and 12, it's just pounding it into it. With just those four verses, and then coupled with other verses that showing how this is to be being done. Psalm 88 and verse 12. Shall your wonders be known in the dark, and your righteousness in the land of forgetfulness? Again, two points. The first one, if God's wonders are to be made known by the living. And the second point is God's righteousness is to be made known by the living. And the reason is because they are to be made known. And the dead can't do it. Psalm 77 in verse 14. Psalm 77, verse 14. You are the God that does wonders. You have declared your strength among the people. First Chronicles 16:24. I said most of it would be from Psalms. First Chronicles 16:24. Declare his glory among the heathen, his marvelous works among all nations. And again, the point, brethren, the point here is the dead cannot be doing any of these things that David is talking about. They cannot be doing any of it, but it's pretty clear that we're seeing through this combination of all of these verses that the living is going to be doing this. They will be doing this. And so in Psalm 88, verses 9 through 12, really four short verses, we can see several things. We can conclude several different things. And I have these as bullets or as points. Number one is God is to be called upon daily. Number two, God's wonders are to be shown to others. Number three, God's people will arise and praise him. Number four, his loving kindness will be declared. Number five, his faithfulness will be declared. There are 7 points here. Number six, his wonders will be made known. And number seven, his righteousness will be made known. Now, we conclude those points right out of those four verses. And then we backed it up, see it through other verses to strengthen it, to be witnesses to those four verses. Again, these things cannot be done by those who are dead. And the point, brethren, is they cannot be made by those who are dead, physically or spiritually dead. Yet, at the same time, they can be and they will be being done among the living, those who are spiritually alive. So I think a question we need to ask is, who are the living? Well, it should be obvious, but again, I have points. Bullets. The first one is the living are those who are sons and daughters of God the Father. They are children of God. The second point or bullet is the living are those who are part of the body of Jesus Christ. I guess we could say the church, who are spiritually alive. And the third point is the living are those who love the Lord their God with all their heart and with all their being. Earlier, I made the statement, there is a time coming when we will not be able to praise and celebrate God. That is something we can all agree on. And of course, that would be when we are dead. Because, however, we are not there now. We are not dead. And we can't, and we are alive, and we can be alive spiritually. We can be praising and celebrating God as we are not in the grave. And we can know these things, and we can live by these words of God. We can be those people who were doing this. So with what we have seen, with this in mind, I have a simple two-part question for all of us to consider on a personal basis. The first part of this two-part question is, are we praising and celebrating God now? Make it personal. Am I praising and celebrating God now? Or the second part of it is, are we maybe just a little bit spiritually dead? Or make it personal. Am I maybe just a little bit spiritually dead? If we are praising and celebrating God, great. If we are not really praising and celebrating God, then let's repent. And let's begin to truly be doing so. Start it now. Praising and celebrating God now. Brethren, I would like for all of us on an individual basis and collectively as a group of people, a group of believers, be known as a group of collected people who are praising and celebrating God. And we are celebrating God now. Now, with that in mind, please go with me to Psalm 109 and verse 30. 109 and verse 30. I will greatly praise the Lord with my mouth. This is an affirmation. I will do this. Yes, I will praise him among the multitude. The point is very clear in what we have seen today, and the point is very clear as we summarize through this verse, 109 and verse 30. And the point is, someone will be doing this. Let it be us. Let it be us. The Aaronic blessing. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, speak unto Aaron and to his sons, saying, on this wise you shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. And they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them. A blessing that I would ask upon every one of us today is that we will learn how to do this, to praise and celebrate God every day. And we will do it that we will praise and honor and celebrate our great God. Happy Sabbath to you all, brethren. Happy Sabbath.
For more information or answers to your Bible questions, please contact the Church of the Sovereign God. Our website is www.cotsg.org. That's www.cotsg.org. Or you may write to us at Post Office Box 89111. That's Post Office Box 89111, Tampa, Florida 33689.